from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica gets USA to help it cope with the rise in gang-related murders. Anguilla's chief minister insists that his administration is legal, and the Belizean Central Bank governor sheds more light on the business dealings of the businessman Michael Ashcroft. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United States Attorney General Janet Reno has agreed to meet with the Minister of National Security and Justice and other top Jamaican law enforcement officers as the government seeks overseas help to deal with the sharp rise in murders. Commissioner of Police Francis Forbes gave details of the meeting, which is to take place soon. Carolor was among the reporters shown a large cache of guns in a joint police army operation against the gangs.
Not a homemade shotgun. This contraption you see here with the spring allows for a live round.
Head of the Police Information Center, A.J. Forbes, demonstrating just some of the 24 illegal guns seized since the clampdown on crime in the city began 13 days ago. Following the introduction of multiple curfews, joint patrols, and snap raids, Commissioner Francis Forbes says 14 arrests have been made, including two alleged to have been behind the upsurge in violence in East Kingston and Park Lane communities during which dozens were killed. He concedes that the guns found are just the tip of the iceberg, adding that